This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Rebecca Gallagher, who's known on TikTok as Rebecca Rose Reality, is one of the many students who received their Leaving Cert results a couple of weeks ago and is now facing a dilemma of what to do after school. Welcome to iRadio's group chat, Rebecca. It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you so much. So lovely to talk to you as well.
Good. Now, can you take us back to the moment that you opened up your results? What was going through your mind?
Okay, so the thing is, I knew I wasn't going to be happy because my parents are telling me before I went up, I will not have the same grade inflation as before. So the second I opened it and I didn't get the results I wanted, I was genuinely devastated. Like, I was like, oh my god, my life is over, what do I do? Now I'm fine, obviously, but I think the week after that was just so upsetting. And it's just like, it's a lot, you know, when you are expecting to get certain grades and your teachers are telling you you're going to get certain grades and then you just unfortunately don't get what you wanted.
Yeah, and it can be devastating, and it can be that amount of pressure that's on you to try and perform well. Was there a sense of relief at all when it was over, even if you didn't get the results that you had really hoped for?
No, like, there was genuinely such a sense of relief, because every day in summer, like, you just don't know what's going to happen and you can't make a plan for anything. So once I got the results and, like, calmed down, I was like, right, like, I can make a plan. I can plan the next year of my life. I can see what happens with the CAO. And then if not, kind of plan a gap year or a PLC or something like that.
Definitely. I know there's a huge amount of pressure on students during the Leaving Cert. Where do you think that pressure mostly comes from? Is it family members? Is it pressure from yourself or teachers or maybe even your peers? You see that maybe some of your fellow students, they want X amount of points and you think, oh, maybe I have to try and get the same.
That's a big thing. Definitely in my school, people would be like, oh, I'm going to get 625. Like, everyone is going around saying that. I do think it's different for every student. Like, some people's parents put so much pressure on them, and then even from siblings. Like, I'd have people in my school whose older siblings would have gotten X amount of points, and then they'd be like, oh, I have to get the same, otherwise I'm not good enough. But then again, for some people like me, you put pressure on yourself, which is also, like, bad in another way. It's just different for everyone, I think.
Do you feel like the points race turns the whole experience into, you know, a competition rather than learning and maybe personal growth?
Yeah, because you're just stressed all the time and then you can't really enjoy any of the subjects. Like, it turns into just learning stuff off by heart. Like, I really loved English, but then in the end, you're just trying to learn off essays, try and get as many kind of strange words in as you can to get the extra marks. Same with, like, biology or chemistry or anything.
Yeah, I can imagine. And then, you know, instead of focusing on what you're actually supposed to do, you're nearly just so focused on the pressure that it probably throws you off a little bit.
Oh yeah, no, it's so overwhelming. Like, everyone in school, like, you just get so upset, and it's really upsetting when you see everyone as stressed as you are, and it's just not good for people, I don't think, in my opinion, to be under that much pressure for 2 years. Like, it feels like the second you get into fifth year, all you hear about in school is, like, the Leaving Cert, the Leaving Cert, the Leaving Cert, and then you're just like, oh my god, I'm done. Like, no.
I know that you've mentioned on social media that you didn't get the course that you were hoping for. What are you going to do next? Have you got any plans? Or, you know, how are you feeling now about, you know, the college year ahead? Are you going to take a year out? Or where do your plans go from here?
Well, I'm really hoping that either I can get a result or two, if I'm lucky, appealed. Then there is the other rounds of the CAO. But I just personally think there's no point doing a course that you don't want to do, because it's a waste of money and it's a waste of time. And if you really don't want to do something, I feel like you'd end up dropping out anyway. And it'd be better to spend a year kind of interested in, like, finding out what you want to do. But I think it could be, like, a really good thing. It's exciting. Like, I'm actually excited to see what happens. I have no plans yet, though.
Well, I'm excited for you, and we're excited to see where you go. Because I know you're not alone. So many people, every single year,
no, I know,
they kind of think, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? And, you know, maybe for some people, there might be a sense of being left behind when everyone around you is planning their whole move. Like, did you feel that for
definitely.
A certain time? Or are you now kind of going, right, okay, I'm going to just go for it and see where it ends up?
Well, see, you just have to be positive. Like, you just have to see where you end up. There's no point dwelling, being like, oh, I wish I got a few more points, could have got that course. Like, I did do that for a week, believe me. But otherwise, you're just wasting time and you could be doing something else. And like, yeah, okay, it's difficult if all your friends got what they wanted and they're going off to college. But at the same time, you're also so happy for them and seeing what they're doing. So I think it's just about making the most of it. And you know, you're not alone. Like, so many people reached out to me that they didn't get their points when they did the Leaving Cert in like 2023. Or something, and you all end up in the same place anyway, just a different route, honestly.
For sure, definitely. We are having a chat with Rebecca Gallagher here on iRadio's group chat. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. If you've got any questions, or if you yourself, if you want to share about the Leaving Cert, 087 110 2107 on iRadio's group chat. It is iRadio's group chat. Rebecca Gallagher, known on TikTok as Rebecca Rose Reality, is joining me now to chat about life after schooldom. And you have, well, life after school, and you've just received your Leaving Cert results a couple of weeks ago. Rebecca, what role do you think social media plays in shaping students compared to when they compare their results and the paths after school? Is it a good thing, or do you think that it can be maybe a negative thing?
Well, it can be a good thing, but also a negative thing, because listen, if you didn't get what you wanted and you open up Instagram and you open up TikTok and you see everyone's got 65, everyone's going off to be a doctor or a lawyer, it will make you feel really bad about yourself, okay? But also, I feel like you can use social media to be inspired. Like, you can see different routes and paths that people have taken. Yeah. Like, there's people who I follow on social media and they took a gap year for the year, and then you're like, wait, like, maybe I could do that as well. So I think it can be used as both. It just depends what you're looking at and how you feel about it. You know, like, you can look at things in a positive way or a negative way.
Yeah, definitely.
But I feel like a lot of people would just kind of compare themselves to the people who did really, really well. But also, if you did do really bad, not a lot of people will post that on social media. Like, usually it's just a highlight reel of like the best things possible, especially around school and stuff.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Do you think enough is said about other options like PLCs, apprenticeships, or even taking a year out when you're in school?
I think PLCs, a lot of schools do. I feel like I haven't heard a lot about gap years. Like, teachers have never really talked about gap years, or if it's talked about a gap year, it's not really talked about in the most positive way. But I just feel like we're in education from age 4 to age 18 or 19, depending how old you are. And maybe it's not the worst thing to take a gap year, kind of work and travel abroad to find out who you are, and then decide, right, this is what I really want to do in college, and then fully go into that degree knowing that that's the path for you. Because otherwise you could just go straight into something because your parents are telling you what to do and it's not what you want to do, and then you end up spending your whole life doing something that you're like, oh, I don't really want to do, you know. I feel like a lot of people are not going to like this, but the higher level maths having 25 extra points, I just feel like is so unfair on some people. Now, I know it's a really difficult subject and it takes so much time and effort, but some people just are good at mathematics and stuff, but also a lot of people aren't. Like, there's so many people who struggle with like literally basic maths. And then if you're not doing higher level maths immediately, that does knock out a lot of the courses, I feel like. And then again, I think English is really difficult as well, same as maths. And you don't get an extra 25 points for that if you got a H1, for example.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. If the Minister of Education was listening, what do you think she should try and do to make more of a positive change?
Well, I've no idea how she would do this or how anyone would do it, but maybe to try and like take some of the stress and pressure off it having to be like the be all and end all, because it is so much pressure and you have to get a certain amount of points for your course in a certain college and that's where you have to go and then do that. Like, maybe if there's less stress and less emphasis on the Leaving Cert, I think a continuous assessment would be better for everyone, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. And what would you say to someone else who's listening who didn't get the results that they hoped for?
You're not alone. You'll be fine. It's just going to be a bit more messy, but like, you'll end up where you need to be, because I believe everything happens for a reason. So, and stay positive, because you can be really upset and negative, but give yourself a certain amount of time. Like, I gave myself a week to be really upset, but now I'm like, I just need to make a plan for my life. I think that's what you need to do. Don't stay sad, just make a plan and move on.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, Rebecca, if anybody wants to follow you online, if they want to check out what you're getting up to for the next year and see all of the wonderful places that you're going to travel to and what you're going to do, where is the best place to go?
Probably my Instagram and TikTok, Rebecca Rose Reality.
Love it. Rebecca, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. And we'll look forward to seeing what you get up to over the next couple of months.
This is iRadio's Group Chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.